Good afternoon, and welcome to the fifth episode of Getting Spiked with Reagan Distance, brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Radio. I'm Kate Henderson, and I'll be your host today. I'm joined today by members of Reagan Distance that make up our panel each episode. Each week, we will talk to different members of the Distance crew here at Reagan High School as we highlight our program, races, and anything that comes to mind. Here with us today, we have Charlotte Miller, Lily Connor, Tate Shore, Yayi Alonzo, Blake Farmer, and Jackson Farmer, not related. So how is everyone? Excited?
Yes.
So excited.
That's good, I'm excited too. All right, well, let's start this next episode of Getting Spiked. So yesterday we had our CPC championship or conference championship at Ivy Redmond. So how did that go for each of you guys?
It went really well. I won my heat. I won the meet. The race went well. It went out as planned. I think some people didn't have the race they wanted, but all in all, we got it done. And the boys' side actually won it for the first time in school history, so it was awesome.
It went well. I didn't do exactly what I wanted to do. I was supposed to stay up with some of the Tabor runners, and they ended up putting a lot of distance in between me and them. So it wasn't exactly what I wanted to do, but it was enough to get us the win.
I think it went pretty well, because, I mean, our guys did win, so that was really awesome. I got a PR, so that was pretty exciting. I wasn't quite able to, like, stay with the RJ Reynolds runner that I was going into the race trying to stick with, but I was able to get a PR, so I think that overall went pretty well.
Yeah, I think it went well. The race plan for most of us, it's just like, don't race for time, race for jerseys and try and move up as much as possible. So I think I like kept that mentality during my race, just keep pushing and keep picking off jerseys, and the time will come with it. So I think it went really well. I think the race plan that I personally was following went as planned.
I think it went pretty well too, because I stayed with the people I was supposed to. I was looking at the Mount Tabor jerseys the whole race, and then I try to make a move, but let's just say I just got dubbed a little bit. And overall, I think the race went really well.
Yair and I, we executed our race plan really well through the first 2 miles, and I was right with the two guys that I wanted to be with, and then they just beat me out over the last 1,000, but overall was still a pretty good race, and we got the job done. So.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. Congrats, Tate, on winning. I know that was a huge accomplishment, and Charlotte, on your PR. Everyone seemed to do really well in their race collectively and individually, but what was the biggest takeaway that you guys were able to find from that race? This goes personally and as a team in general.
I think the biggest takeaway for me was that every jersey you can get counts, because in the end we ended up winning by only 1 point. So if one person had just not done slightly less as well, like if one person had passed one of our guys, we would have ended up tying, and then I think we would have lost on the tiebreaker. So if just one person had passed me in my race, that would have been it for us. If one person had passed Yayi in his race, we would have lost. So it's just how, no matter everything you can give, no matter how much it is, just every jersey you can get counts.
I think like what I took from the race is it's not about just your race alone. Even though, like, for example, like I was up front and leading the whole time, but I still had a job to execute, and that was to string it out for all the other guys, because it's not just about your race individually. At conference, I really think it's just winning as a team and trying to work together and do really well. So it wasn't so much about individually, but more as a team, and I think we found that yesterday.
Yeah, my like personal takeaway from that race was just to like really get out at the start, because at the start of the race I kind of got boxed in a little bit, so kind of had to like catch up a little bit the first mile. So yeah,
I think a team takeaway I took is just to trust the training. Because Vera's been saying, like, stay the course, like, all season. And it's hard. Like, I was so nervous for this race, but but Jared just kept saying, trust your training, like you've done all the things that you needed to do up until this point. And just knowing that we've done all that we can when we step to the starting line is a really big confidence booster that we are going to perform well and we know that we can do it.
Yeah, I really took away just on a whole, every point matters, every jersey matters. And it was really, I guess, disappointing at the end because I thought initially that I had cost us the race because I had let two guys pass me in the last 1,000. So it's just, it shows every jersey matters, every point matters, and it really, like, I really just like reaffirmed that in my mind.
My biggest takeaway was, like Jackson said, and Blake, jerseys matter. Like, if once I was Jackson in that end, I was getting passed, but, like, I kept going because I knew that Jackson couldn't keep up or something, or we couldn't keep up with Matt Faber jerseys. We would have costed it. It would have costed us the win. And luckily, we didn't.
Yeah, absolutely. There are so many components that go into racing. Everyone on the team has to be taken for account, and there are different parts of your race, and you have to change your race plan constantly. Looking back, like in hindsight, if you could redo yesterday's race, what would you do differently?
I think I would have just kept pushing that last mile. I was right where I wanted to be. I was ahead of the two guys that I went into that race knowing that I needed to be. And they were right behind me the whole time. And I just didn't really keep pushing. And I didn't really try and extend the lead. And it cost me and it let them catch and pass me. So I would definitely try and just kind of push and just extend my lead over them just to make it a lot harder for them to pass me.
I think for me, it's just working on like my mental attitude towards racing, because a lot of times in my race, I'm like, oh, I'm so tired. Like, I hate running. Why do I do this? But I think just like going back and making sure that I keep a positive attitude, especially like mile 2.5, mile 3, when I'm like, all right, I'm super tired. Like, just making sure that I like positive self-talk and try and stay as positive as possible, because I think it does make a really big difference in your race.
Yeah, I ended up running most of the race with Andrew York from Reynolds, and he in the last, like, from the 2 mile to the 3 mile, he really just started to pull away from me. And if I could have done anything differently, it would have been at the start, just try to, you know, keep, you can't let the gap form at all. You have to just push with them stride for stride, because if you let any gap form, then it just widens, and that's what happened to me yesterday. So just trying harder to not let that gap form.
I think for me, my race plan executed pretty well. Last year at conference, I made a move at the dog park. That's just coming up on the 2 mile, and it didn't work out too well. Racing against a senior from Tabor. This year, I kind of stuck with the same plan, except we made the move earlier. So I got out pretty quick, and it was just me and Cedar, just a two-man race from there pretty much. And so I made the move like right after the mile, started to pick up the pace from the mile to the 2 mile, where we had a workout, and coach had talked to me about moving on that part before. So it went pretty well. However, I think where I picked up the pace, my last, I'd say 1,000 or so, I didn't close as strong as I normally have, which is something that I wish I would have executed better, but all in all, it worked out.
Yeah, I think if I were to like go back and do something differently, I think I would have pushed a little bit harder around like 1.5 miles. Cause I think at that point in the race, I kind of realized that I was racing alone for the moment. And then at that point, I was like, okay, well, there's kind of a big gap. I'm just going to kind of, like, settle in right here. But I think if I would have, like, went out and tried to catch the jersey in front of me, then I maybe would have been able to, like, race with somebody instead of, like, racing along.
I think that during the 3 mile, I started to let a gap form between me and Jackson and the Tabor guys. And I think if I would have pushed harder during the 3 mile, I could have stayed with them and not have been as far behind as I was during the last 200 meters of the race.
Definitely, yeah. I think trial and error is like a big part of cross country. And personally, I think one of the best ways to succeed is just by experience. Like every race prepares you for the next one. And you can only get better through experience and by trying those different things, right? So looking forward to next week, how did you think that this CPC meet prepared you for the upcoming 4A regionals next Saturday?
I think, like, it was a CPC championship, so it was, like, competition mindset. Like, this is a super important race, conference, championship. And so, like, I think just practicing that attitude of going into it as, like, a championship meet and, like, it really matters. Carrying that attitude into regionals in that same, like, competition drive, I think is going to help us a lot. We've been working on, like, competitive. Coach Rear will have us do, like, competitive games to, like, really get us in competing against each other. And so with that attitude going into regionals, I think will help us pass a lot of jerseys and keep that competitive drive going.
Yeah, I agree. This race was just really, I think, just a good race to get me back into more of a mindset of, you know, racing for people instead of for a time. Because a lot of the bigger meets we've been to so far, the race has been more, you get out and then you kind of just hang on to someone, and instead now these races, it's you go out and you have to just pass people is the whole goal. So it just really got me in that mindset, ready for a regional so that I can go out and try to get as many jerseys as I can, because like I said earlier, every point counts.
Yeah, I think the competition mindset really helped going into next week. And also for all of us, it was the first time racing a 5K out of Ivy Redmond this year, which someone like me that's dropped a lot of times from last year, I wasn't really sure how to race that course yet. So I think it's going to really help me going into next week, just kind of executing my race plan better and going out and getting more jerseys.
Yeah, I think this week's race really helps remind me, like, not to get comfortable during a race, because I feel like that's, like, super easy to do when you're in the middle of the race. And, like, even, like, looking before the race, it's like, oh, I won't do that. But, like, during it, I feel like that can be really difficult. And so I think this week's race just kind of reminded me for next week that, like, when you're at the finish line, like, will you think that you could have ran harder, you know? So, like, just in the moment, like, go after it, you know?
Yeah, this race really made me think about not letting the gap form, because then you're gonna lose sight of the person you're like facing or trying to stay with, and the gap can getting better. I mean bigger. And it's gonna help me during my next race to like learn more and have a better experience for next race.
I think it was a great lesson for us all with the course, with competition, because everybody that we're going to see there is also going to be at regionals. And I think another advantage that we have of other people in our region is that that's our home course. So we've already ran there several times within, like, the CPC meets, workouts, and stuff like that. And like Jackson said, that was our first all-out 5K that we've had at Ivy this year. So it's a great preparation for regionals next weekend. So I think we're just going to go out there and go get it, run some fast times, and just try to placement's really going to matter next weekend to try to win and score very well as a team. So
for sure, thank you, that was some really good insight. I'm really excited for next week to see how we do individually and as a team. I think we've got a lot of potential that will definitely show through. So right now we have most of our Reagan distance training group somewhere on campus here at Reagan High School. Some of them are doing homework, tutoring with teachers, and many are just listening and watching. So how am I doing, everyone?
Good.
Great.
Good.
Really good.
How is everyone on the panel doing?
Doing great.
All right.
I think we're killing it.
That's good. Every week we will have a new host and members of our panel, so make sure to follow Tobacco Road Sports Radio on social media. Watch our podcast on their YouTube channel and listen to us on Spotify whenever you hear your favorite, or wherever you hear your favorite podcasts. So as we mentioned before, next Saturday is regionals. Do any of you guys have any specific goals for that meet?
I guess for me, just try to stay with Andrew York and beat him this at regionals, because he got me this week. But I'm pretty sure I beat him in years past, so there's no reason I can't do it this year as well.
Yeah, I think I'm going to use a very similar race plan that I had yesterday. I'm just going to go out with the same group paper guys, I think, and just really push and open that gap up so they can't beat me down that last mile. And then just, that whole last mile just keep going and catching jerseys.
Yeah, for me, it's like potentially my last cross-country race of high school, so I think just going out and trying to have as much fun as possible with the team is a big goal of mine. Yeah, my goal for next race is to like race in the lower 20 range, because I like recently just broke 21, and so just kind of like getting on the lower side of the goal of mine, and also like looking back at the race results from this week and just kind of seeing the runners that ran just in front of my time, so I can keep an eye on them and try to catch up to them next Saturday.
For me, I'm gonna try to like start out strong and get out fast. Last year I finished third at this meet, and this year the two guys that beat me were seniors, so they graduated. I haven't looked at the entries though. I know there's some other really fast guys this year in the region. So I'm just going to try to go out there and stick up front with the front pack and just see how long we can hold on and maybe make a move, see how we feel, and just not so much time. I mean, time would be great tomorrow, or I'm sorry, next weekend. But at Ivy, it's kind of hard to do. So we're just going to go out there and race jerseys.
Yeah, my goal is to execute the same plan we had this Wednesday, to stay with Jackson and the two Tabor kids we were with, and just race our race.
Yeah, this is regionals is going to be the most important meet for us on the guy side, because we have to get jerseys to qualify for state.
Yeah, those are great goals. Definitely going to be a huge race and a huge opportunity, and I think we have a great chance at state, and Tate, you have a great chance to win, so that'll be a fun race to watch. So a few of you mentioned your strategies for how you'll carry out those goals, but if any of you want to elaborate or talk about just your plan and what you're hoping to accomplish and how you plan to do it at regionals.
I think for me it just goes back to like the positive attitude. Like, I just gotta go out there and even if I'm not having fun, fake it till I make it. And, you know, have a good time, potentially, my last race.
Well, look, Coach Farah is doing cartwheels right now. Yeah, at regionals, I'm going to try to do the same thing that I tried to do yesterday, which was you got to get out fast through the mile, but then, you know, settle in and then start pushing from that mile to 2 mile to get to the people you want to be with. And then when we get to that 2 mile mark at the dog park at Ivy, get out and around and start to try to make a gap between you and the person behind you. So I'll just try to do the same thing, and hopefully it works a little better than it did yesterday.
Yeah, my goal, or my like race strategy more specifically, is to like get out at the start and just kind of try to like get out so then I'm not like boxed in, and then kind of settle in, and then around like a mile and a half, just kind of like try to focus on passing jerseys and like making a few moves.
Yeah, I'm just gonna try and execute that same race plan. I think we came through the mile we were about 5:12 through the mile yesterday, and then kind of dropped off a bit on the second mile. So really just pushing that second mile and getting and not slowing on going down the road where a lot of people do, kind of moving up the pack there, and just keep pushing that third mile, and hopefully it'll pull me through to a fast time.
Yeah, I think my plan is to get out fast and settle in, and then, like Charlotte said, in the, through the 1 to 2 miles to, like, really push and pass jerseys. And then, like Jackson said, we just hope we get a good time and get a good placement for our race.
For me, I'm just going to try to get out pretty quick. I know that we're probably going to come through the mile fast because everybody's just excited at the start and wants to get out really fast. And then from there, I just want to be at the front of the pack with everybody and then just move from there, hopefully, like I did at conference, from the first to the second mile, pick up the pace. Or I'm hoping everybody else will start to pick up the pace and then make a move after that, depending on how we're feeling, how early or later on, maybe at the 1K or so. And we'll just kind of see how it goes from there.
Yeah, that sounds great. Has everyone here raced at regionals before?
No.
All right. So for those of you who have, what are some things that all the new runners that haven't raced at regionals, what should they be ready for? What do they need to know about the race?
That's a good question.
I'm going to be so honest. I don't even know if I've raced regionals. All my years of the 50 million cross-country meets I ran, I've blended together. But I feel like if I ran it or if I watched it, they're just both, like, there's a ton of people. So it's, like, really easy to get boxed in.
Yeah.
So I think just getting out at the start, if I remember that from me or other people, I don't know.
That's what I was thinking as well. Yeah. Really just try to go out fast, get out of that gated ivy as fast as you can so you're not stuck against the wall.
I know for me, like, whenever you get there, you see all the 50 million tents of the teams that are there and all the people, and it's kind of, like, overwhelming, but at the same time, you're really excited. I know, like, the past couple of times at the line, I've always got, like, butterflies in my stomach, but then once the gun goes off, it just goes away. So not to be nervous and just go out there and trust your training. But yeah, definitely, like Blake said, to get out fast because it's just a mess at the start.
Yeah, going off of what Tate said, I say don't try to, like, psych yourself out before the race. Because, I mean, there are definitely going to be a lot more runners than at, like, a TPC championship, like, this week. But just, like, knowing that, like, there are definitely benefits to having more people in the race. Like, having more people to race with and, like, not being by yourself during the race, so just kind of focusing on the positives of the race and really trying to, like, use the positives.
Yeah, I think get out fast, settle in, and then push through the miles and, I mean, the second mile and trust your training.
Yeah, I mean, Jackson, you've got a lot to look forward to. I always love regionals. I think if I had one advice, it'd just be to use that atmosphere. There are so many people. It's so exciting. Don't let it get to your head. Like, it's just, it's overwhelming, like Tate said, but it can be a really fun race if you make it a fun race. So looking into your race strategies a little bit more, with 1 mile to go left in the race, what are you going to be doing next week at regionals?
Fight as hard as you can. I mean, with 1 mile to go, that's like, you know, if you can run it well, that's less than 5.5 minutes left of running. And it feels so, like, long when you're in the moment, but, like, after, when you're just, like, watching a race or just, like, even just sitting around for 5.5 minutes, that's not that long. So just kind of knowing that you can push for that mile because it's going to be over shortly. So you just really have to give everything you can so that you can, there's nothing left and you've done everything you can to get us points to get the states.
After 1 mile to go, I'll probably be trying not to cry because I'm in so much pain. And I'll be looking for my teammates to cheer for me because I really rely on my teammates cheering to, like, get me through this race. And yeah, I'll just be thinking to myself, like, this is the last mile. Like, you just have to run. Like Blake was saying, like, you just have to finish it. Like, I told all the girls before the championship race yesterday, the faster you run, the sooner you're done. So I just repeat that to myself. Like, if you just run faster, you're going to be done sooner. So it's worth it.
last mile of the run.
I know, so sad.
Yeah, I think as soon as I get through that 2 mile, I'm just gonna, with everything I have left, keep pushing through for the last mile and just try and catch Jersey and finish strong, which I haven't been able to do the last couple of races. So, and if I die, I die, and I know I gave it everything I have, so.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna really push that last mile and just give it everything I have left, because it's the biggest race I've ever run in my life.
Yeah, the last mile of my race, I think I'm just gonna be kind of focusing on, like, how much longer can I hold on, like, how fast can I push it right now. Hopefully by that point. I'm really bad about, like, leaving a lot for the last mile. So, like, the last stretches still have, like, a lot in it. So hopefully by that point I'll be, like, pretty tired, but I'll just kind of be able to, like, hang on and just focus on finishing the race.
I know, like, for me, whenever I come through the 2 mile, like, you get around the dog park pretty fast and you're like, okay, you're 2/3 of the way done and you only got like 5 minutes or so left to go, and I'm just like, I'm hurting, like, the legs are really heavy at that point, and sometimes, like, mentally you're not all there, but you just got to really focus for that last mile, because that's either when you have a kick or you really bog down and people can pass you or you can pass others. I haven't executed the last mile as well lately with my races. I've just kind of been bogged down at that point, because I've tried to make a move and done most of the work before then from the mile to the 2 mile mark. But usually the last 1,000 or so, I'd say to try to make a move as strong as you can, and you can usually catch people. And then, but especially Ivy, because that last, once you come out of the woods, there's so many people around the fences, and that straightaway, the motivation, with everybody cheering, it's just really exciting and can get the blood flowing, and then you can usually close well. So
yeah, for the last mile, I would just push, I would try to just push through the pain and just look forward and say, you're almost done, you only got a few, 1 mile left, get 2/3 way done. And yeah.
Yeah, personally, Blake, I don't know if I'll be coming through at a 5:30 on that last mile, but I absolutely agree. It's the one last chance you get to give it everything you got, and that's when, I mean, the race isn't over until it's over, right? So the last mile is super important. So yeah, we're very definitely looking forward to regionals next week, but moving past regionals and into indoor season, how are you guys feeling about the meet schedule that Coach Burton sent out?
Oh, I'm so excited for it. Sorry, Blake, I just cut you off. But I'm really excited for indoor. I'm not the biggest cross-country fan, but track is my favorite. So I'm really excited. Burton sent out, like, a tentative meet schedule, but there are, like, 50 million meets on there. So I think I was a little bit overwhelmed because I was like, we're running everything on Friday and Saturday. But I'm excited. I think there was a lot of good races lined up, and yeah, I'm excited to move to indoor GDL.
Yeah, the race schedule he sent out, it was, I mean, it's, we're running at Liberty like 5 or 6 times, which is just crazy because we went 1 flat, and so it's just, I don't know, I feel like it might be a lot, and I kind of wish that we go to other meets, not just at Liberty, because right now it's either at JDL or Liberty, and there's, like, nothing else. So I'm kind of hoping, pulling for maybe we can go to a meet in Virginia Beach, because personally, I want to qualify for nationals in the mile race block again, and I think I can achieve the North Carolina state record if I have the opportunity to race it. So
I'm gonna try it too.
I'm kind of rooting for that, so I can say I'm a state record holder or something. Oh, I know he is. I'm ready for him.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I had a really strong indoor season last year. And kind of like Lily said, track season is very different from cross country. And I love cross country, but track is just
better.
No, but
it's different.
It's very different, but it's fun. And I'm really excited for... We're in a lot of meets. It's going to be a lot of big meets and a lot of great opportunities.
Yeah, I think it's kind of bittersweet going into indoor. I'm definitely more of a cross-country person. I enjoy, like, the longer distances, and that's also what I tend to do a little bit better at, so I kind of like it a little bit more. But looking at Burton's schedule is pretty exciting. I didn't get a chance to run at Liberty last year, but that's one school I'd be interested in going to, not, like, running, but just to go there. So I think it'll be cool to run.
Well, personally, I think I like indoor track. It's one of my favorite seasons. I'm more of a mid-distance, like 1 mile, 800, 1,000 person. I like long, shorter distances. I'm better at them, and I just can't wait to run into it.
For me, I'm excited because, I mean, I'm pretty good at cross country and I enjoy it. But I'm gonna be honest, the 5K, 3 miles kind of gets boring after a while. I like changing it up and getting to run different races because, like, one of my favorites is the 4x8 and the mile. It's just fun to do some shorter, quicker stuff like that and change it up. So I'm definitely looking forward to indoor, and I'm excited about the Liberty meets because I've ran pretty well there, and it's just a lot of fun, the atmosphere up there.
I'm excited for the 4x8 again as well because hopefully we can qualify for states in that for indoor, so that would be really cool to go to states for 4x8. And I'm excited for the practices outside in the cold and wet when we get to go barefoot and walk around.
I
actually kind of enjoy it.
He's joking.
No, I'm not. it's I don't know.
It's an experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I put it.
Coach said therapeutic.
Yeah.
It is. It's good for your feet.
Yeah, I'm a track fan too. Definitely over cross country, but don't know about those wet, cold practices. I think outdoor track is more my thing. But I heard some mention of race walking. I think the girls might start to get into that too. We'll see if we can maybe not do state records, but we'll see what we can do there. But what about other events? What are you guys excited to run, and do you have any goals going into indoor track?
I'm just like the 4x8, like Tate and I said already, just trying to qualify for states in that with a great group of guys. And then I love the 1600 and 2 mile. The 800, I'll race it, but it's not my favorite. I prefer the longer distances, kind of like Charlotte. So cross country is my favorite season, but I'm excited for 2 mile. Coach said that we could potentially be going to a really cool meet in California for the guys who can get their 2 mile under 9:30. So that's really going to be my goal. That's an outdoor track, but trying to work down there during indoor so that I can be ready for outdoor to achieve that.
Yeah, I'm really hoping to run the mile and the 2 mile during indoor and kind of focus on the longer distances a little bit more. Because last season I ran a little bit more of 800s, which was like definitely helpful, like focusing on shorter distances a little bit more because speed's not my strong suit necessarily, but like really love to practice some longer distances in preparation for the next cross country season. And like time goals, really like to run in the like 5:40-ish range, and then the 2 miles maybe around like 12:30.
Yeah, for me, we learned last year, I'm definitely more of a like mid-distance person. I ran 1:32 and it was horrible, and me and Coach were both like, yeah, never doing that ever again. So I'm very excited to run an indoor, the 500 and the 1,000, and outdoor, the 400, 800. I really want to be low 220s for the 800. And just, I'm excited to like actually run fast.
Yeah, I'm excited for the mile. I really want to break 5 officially. I was able to break it during a time trap, but when it came to a race, I wasn't actually able to. I was super close to during the last chance meet, but I mean, this season, I feel like it's the season for me to break
you
4.
Got it.
I mean, 5 officially.
Break 4.
Break 5.
No, just go for 4, guys. Yeah. Breaking 5 means break 4.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to indoor season. I really like racing. Races like the 1,000 and the mile. I'd like to try and maybe sneak my way onto the 4x18. It would be really tough. I'd have to probably get Blake's spot.
Hey.
Competition.
Don't worry, he won't.
But I'm really looking forward to outdoor because I really hope I get the chance to race the steeplechase at some point. No, I was looking. I could have it'd be a shot for me to maybe qualify to go to New Balance Nationals, which would be a really cool opportunity.
Yeah,
it's like 6:10.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
So that'd be a really great opportunity. I'm really looking forward to track as a whole.
For me, I know, like Blake said, I'm just really pumped up about the 4x8 because we ran it last year early on in indoor season at the Liberty, and yeah, we kind of put the baton up for a while, which we were all upset about, and didn't run it for the rest of the season. So I'm really looking forward to that. I don't know. There's just something about having that baton in your hand, and you just like feel like you can fly. Something else, I'm like the 4x4. I think I've got a good shot of being on that this year, and that's just fun. I mean, especially after a 5K, I mean, one lap is so nice. It's just awesome. It's over and done very quickly. But I think my favorite race is the mile, and that's really the biggest time that I'm going for. And I'd really like to get under that 4:15, maybe 4:12 by the outdoor season.
Oh, yeah.
That would be awesome. I'm really excited about that because I'm kind of burnt out on the 2 mile. I think I ran it like 5 times in a row last year for outdoor. So I'm pretty burnt out on that. So I'm looking forward to the shorter stuff like the mile and 800 and 400.
Hey, break 4.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
That's great to hear. Yeah, I can't wait for those relays. They're definitely a different type of adrenaline when we race those. And excited to see all of you guys. Yeah, when you break 4, let me know. I'll definitely go to that race. So now taking a little bit of a different view, we're going to talk more about the student life and you guys beyond the track. So what are your three gifts that are on your, wait, sorry. What are three gifts on your list to Santa this year?
Oh my goodness.
Gosh.
I don't have it
right
now. Yeah, I haven't thought about it that much.
No.
Yeah,
I got it. Still okay. October.
It's not even
really good. Lily's ready.
Spirit already. No, I'm actually freezing right now.
I said let's get to Thanksgiving first.
Yeah.
I'm asking for some kind of new Nikes, probably some more Jordans.
Coach's shoes, jumpers in the background, by the way.
Actually, I don't know. I just lied. Probably just clothes. You know, I'm boring. But I have to get in nice new wardrobe for college next year, so.
I'm very strategic with my gifts, so I only ask for, like, one thing, and then I know I'm pretty much going to get that. So I have to figure out what the one thing's going to be first, and then everything else is just a surprise, and I like surprises, so it just all works out.
Let's do it.
I haven't really thought about exactly what I want, though I do have, like, a wish list on my phone. But, I'd say some, like, new clothes, maybe a pair of Hokas. I'm kind of hard to buy gifts for, though, so I have, like, specific links. So I'm not very good at this.
I'm a link girl, too. Yeah, just send the link and then, yeah.
I haven't really thought about this, but I really need some new cross-country spikes, so I'm going to ask for those. I really need some new ones. And then, I don't know about the other two things, so...
I haven't thought about it at all. I have absolutely no idea.
I haven't thought about it either. I'm just like, let me get to Thanksgiving first before I even think about Christmas.
Let's get through October.
Yeah. I don't know. I definitely need some new trainers. My trainers are pretty shot.
Get some Merrill Trail Runners. Those last year.
I would love some new Hokas and probably just some clothes or, I don't know, gift cards, something. I haven't really thought about it yet.
Money is always a good one.
Yeah, money's a good one because then you got options for
me. Yeah. You just like put it in your bank and not worry about it.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I feel kind of selfish now because I've been thinking about it. I've got the December birthday and Christmas combo. I've got my link list going up. I'm already sending things to my mom. Just kidding.
What's your list?
What's on my list?
Yeah.
Lots of clothes. I don't know. You can't put me on the spot, but I've got a list. Don't worry. It's in my notes app. No, I don't know. I've got a list. Trust me. Okay. So now, so name one famous person you'd like to meet and why you'd like to meet them.
Oh, Taylor Swift. Period.
Overrated.
She's my favorite. Okay.
Overrated.
Get off of the podcast, Kate. Please.
Extremely overrated.
Okay. Haters. Because she's cool and she's lit and she's amazing and she's my favorite person ever.
Wait, do they have to be alive?
No.
No, they can be dead if you want.
Okay, I'm just going to say JFK then, because he just seems like a really cool guy. I don't know. There's just something about him, and his speeches were spectacular too. So just like, I don't know, it'd be cool to talk to him.
I don't really know. I don't really follow a bunch of, like, celebrities, and I don't really listen to a bunch of music. But maybe, like, Jenny Allen. I listen to a lot of her podcasts, so I think it'd be pretty cool. Who would you meet?
For me, I think I'm going to go Granger Smith. He's a country music singer, but he recently just gave that up to be a full-time preacher. So I'm pretty strong in my faith, so I think it'd be pretty cool to meet him and hang out with him.
I don't know. I'm not good with opinions.
What? Your whole life,
what famous soccer player would you want to meet?
I don't play soccer a bunch, so I feel like Diego Laines is a pretty cool guy. He's a soccer player for the national team, so it would be cool to meet him.
I'd say maybe Rory McIlroy. He's a golfer. So I think that'd be pretty cool. He's one of my favorite golfers. So.
Yeah, that's a pretty solid list of people. I already met Lex Young, so I guess next I gotta go to Zendaya and Taylor Swift, you know? All right, so final question for today. It's really important. So what everybody's been waiting for, what do you guys think about the relationship of NFL tight end Travis Kelce and the star Taylor Swift?
Huge fan. It's so Americana. I love it.
I just really don't care. I just don't pay attention to that at all.
When I turn on a football game, I'm not there to see Taylor Swift. I'm there to watch the football game.
Yeah.
She's just a nice bonus.
I agree with Jackson.
No, she's taking too
much screen time. Like Travis gets the touchdown. It's like, oh, Taylor.
Once again, very overrated.
I don't know.
Kate, do you have the option to, like, mute people?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to mute you, Tate, right now, actually.
Oh!
I don't follow any of that pop culture stuff, so I don't know what's going on with them, so I just kind of...
They're dating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's like a movie, Blake.
I don't really love
NFL football star and pop singer, like, the most famous woman in the world, and Travis Kelce. It's amazing. It's like watching a teen movie. It's so fun.
It just doesn't affect me at all, though. You know?
Yeah, I could care less.
I'm affected.
If we're being honest.
It's positive just,
I don't think...
Hey, she'll get a new album when they break up, you know. So that's just
yes.
I've heard it might be called Travesty.
What?
Because Travis Kelce.
What did you say?
All right. It's going to be called Travesty. Just kidding.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's the end of our podcast. So I want to personally thank everyone on this panel for making my job as your host today as smooth as all of our previous weeks have been. I hope everyone has enjoyed getting to know a little bit more about our program, and I hope that they continue to tune in to Getting Spiked with Reagan Distance Weekly. Thank you once again to Tobacco Road Sports Radio for this amazing opportunity. I'm Kate Henderson, and I'll leave you with this. Don't be afraid of success or getting spiked. See you next time.